KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. In high school wrestling action last night, it was Clarinda beating Denison 66-18 as part of a double duel. Clarinda also downed Kemper Catholic 42-26, and Kemper Catholic beat Denison 48-27. Also in wrestling last night, East Mills picked up a couple of easy wins, 71-12 over Rockport, Missouri, and 72-12. Over Tarkio, Missouri. In boys basketball last night, Diagonal beat Orient Maxburg 66-37. It was Craig Fairfax, Missouri over Essex 61-40. West Nottoway, Missouri beat South Page 71-59. In girls hoops last night, Orient Maxburg over Diagonal 39-29. Essex beat Craig Fairfax, Missouri 46-43. South Page over West Nottoway, Missouri 46-28. And Madrid defeated Glidden Ralston 48-47. The weekly Associated Press boys high school basketball poll out yesterday afternoon shows Dubuque Senior on top in Class 4A. Iowa City West, North Scott, Bettendorf, and Waukee are the top half of the poll, with Des Moines North, Southeast Polk, Ankeny Centennial, Johnston, and Cedar Rapids Kennedy the top 10. In 3A, Clear Lake is number one, followed by Dubuque Wallert, Dallas Center Grimes, Harlan, and Waverly Shellrock. The second half of the top 10 includes Central Clinton, Fort Madison, Carroll, Pella, and Western Dubuque. In Class 2A, Western Christian is top-rated with New Hampton, West Fork, Kemper Catholic, and Cascade. The top five, actually Trainer, is tied with Cascade for the number five spot. They're followed by Des Moines Christian, Iowa City Regina, Sioux Center, and IKM Manning. And in Class 1A, Galen Catholic is top-rated, Newell Fonda right behind, Lamoni, West Lyon, and Nottoway Valley are the top five, followed by Dunkerton, Arweva, Keota, Pekin, and Gladbrook Rhinebeck rounding out the top 10. In college basketball, DeAndre Kane had 26 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists to help number 16 Iowa State defeat number 19 Oklahoma State 98-97 in a triple overtime matchup last night. That win was Iowa State's first in Stillwater since March of 1988, a span of 18 games. Melvin Edgem had 22 points and 12 rebounds. George Niang scored 17 points, and Dustin Hogue added 10 points and 13 rebounds for the Cyclones, who have beaten six ranked teams this season. LeBrian Nash scored 26 points, Marcus Smart had 20 points and 8 assists, and Markel Brown added 19 points and 10 rebounds for Oklahoma State, which lost its third in a row. Oklahoma State was without guard Stevie Clark, who was kicked off the team Monday after his second arrest of the new year. The Cowboys fall to 16-6 overall, 4-5 in the Big 12, while the Cyclones improved to 17-4. They're 5-4 in Big 12 conference play. More than half of the top-ranked Syracuse offense last night came from one player, Trevor Cooney. The Syracuse guard poured in a career-high 33 points in a 61-55 victory over Notre Dame. Cooney tied a Syracuse record with 9 three-pointers on 12 attempts, as Syracuse is now 22-0 on the season. Also in the top 25 last night, James Bell hit 6 three-pointers and scored 27 points. Darren Hilliard had 17, leading number 6 Villanova to an 81-58 victory over Xavier. Well, the Iowa Hawkeyes are at home this evening. They'll take on Ohio State. The Hawkeyes are 6-3 in the Big Ten after a victory at Illinois, while the Buckeyes are 4-5 after upsetting Wisconsin on the road.
The way that they maintained their composure and kind of kept coming and then played better, you know, at crunch time, I think is what, you know, most people have come to expect from an Ohio State team, from a Thad Matta coach team. You know, so that's kind of what we're preparing for, a team that it understands how to win close games and is obviously, you know, a very tough team. It's capable of winning on the road.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. The Hawkeyes beat the Buckeyes in their first meeting in Columbus.
You know, we felt like going into that environment to have a chance to win, you know, you can't make a ton of mistakes. They do a real good job of taking advantage of those mistakes, turnovers, bad shots, and turn into baskets, and I think we did a pretty good job taking care of the ball.
Ohio State coach Thad Matta says transition defense is a key for his team. After finishing 13-5 in each of the last 2 years in the Big Ten, Ohio State already has 5 conference losses this season.
There's obviously ups and downs to every season, but you know we've been in a situation in all the games that we've lost where we've had chances to win them. And I think that, you know, the big thing we're trying to get our guys to understand is, you know, just like, hey, what are we doing well? What are we not doing well? Let's build on the things we're doing well and correct the things that we're not and go out and play.
Well, pregame tonight here on KJAN gets underway at 5 o'clock. Tip time set for 6 o'clock this evening at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Well, the Associated Press men's top 25 this week had a change at the top. Syracuse was the unanimous number one pick this week, while Arizona falls to number two. Florida, Wichita State, and San Diego State are the top five, followed by Villanova, Cincinnati, Kansas, Michigan State, and Michigan. Other notables in the top 25 include Creighton at number 12. They jump eight spots this week. St. Louis is 13th. Texas is number 15. Iowa State stays put at number 16. Iowa drops two spots to number 17. Oklahoma State is 19th, and Oklahoma is ranked 21st in this week's poll. In the NBA last night, Indiana beat Orlando 98-79, Washington over Portland 100-90. It was Miami over Detroit 102-96. Brooklyn beat Philadelphia 108-102. Oklahoma City downing Memphis 86-77. It was Milwaukee 101-98 over New York. San Antonio topping New Orleans 102-95. Dallas outscored Cleveland 124-107. Denver over the LA Clippers 116-115. It was Toronto topping Utah 94-79 and Sacramento 99-70 over Chicago. In the National Hockey League last night, Edmonton beat Buffalo 3-2, Pittsburgh an overtime 2-1 winner over Ottawa, Colorado needed overtime to beat New Jersey 2-1, Detroit a 2-0 winner over Vancouver, Columbus beat Anaheim 4-2, Chicago over Los Angeles 5-3, and Philadelphia beat San Jose by a 5-2 final. Less than 12 hours after winning the Super Bowl, Seattle Seahawks coach Pete Carroll already was talking about getting started on next season. Carroll says his staff and players will have a meeting this morning, saying the guys would be surprised if we didn't. Carroll said that although expectations will be high, he said we really have an eye on what's coming and we don't dwell on what just happened. We'll take this in stride. He appeared at a news conference at a Manhattan hotel with linebacker Malcolm Smith, the MVP of Seattle's 43-8 victory over the Denver Broncos on Sunday night. Carroll oversees a team with the fourth youngest roster for a Super Bowl champion. The Seahawks have an average age of 26 years, 175 days, according to stats. The youngest champs ever were the Pittsburgh Steelers, who won the 1975 Super Bowl, and they collected a second consecutive title the following year. Well, Super Bowl 48 was something of a bust on the field, but a record breaker in TV land. For the fourth time in 5 years, the Super Bowl has set a record for the most watched television event in U.S. history, drawing 111.5 million viewers. The Seahawks' rout of Denver topped the record of 111.3 million views set in 2012 for the game between the Giants and the Patriots. The game also set standards for being the most streamed sports event online. With 24.9 million tweets, it was the biggest U.S. live TV event on Twitter as well. It was also big out in Vegas. Sports fans bet a record $119.4 million at Nevada casinos on the Super Bowl. That's up from the record $98.9 million wagered on last year's game. The Gambling Control Board says unaudited tallies show sportsbooks made an unprecedented profit of $19.7 million on the action. That's more than the past three Super Bowl wins combined. And also in football news, Kyle Shanahan has been hired as offensive coordinator of Cleveland Browns for new coach Mike Pettine. The 34-year-old Shanahan held the same job the past four seasons with the Washington Redskins, serving under his father, Coach Mike Shanahan. The pair were fired December 30th after the Redskins went 3-13. Kyle Shanahan was offensive coordinator of the Houston Texans for two seasons before that. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.